The next question is about this call. We need to understand the simplest and the way of connection with the heart of the mother. And the irony of it is that we as a group that is sitting in this room does not need it as much as what is happening out there. But the more understanding each one of us has can be of help to others' understanding. We can't just go out and say, oh, mother is here. We have to have that understanding so we can bring it to our place of work, to our families, bring it to our place of worship, etc. It is not that we need to achieve it. I think all of us have it. It's just we have got to get deeper and we get more understanding of what is happening. And the question is about this section that you say we have got to get deeper and get more understanding of what's happening. If Sat can elaborate more how to get deeper. Thank you.
Really, by listening, it is taking me 20 years to have this unfoldment of deeper and deeper understanding what that means, really. The incident in my life and the situation that happened to push me toward the heart of the mother. Every time that we have a soffre, the prompting comes that I should do it again. There is another layer of that that is happening. But I think this time it was pretty clear to me that as we're investing in ourselves to have more peace and more knowledge of who we thought we were, we really are not, and therefore benefiting from it, at the same time we're getting familiar with the manifestation of that, a manifestation of God, meaning that harmonizing with it, as I said it on the Sofre, is thoughts, words, and deeds to be in harmony with each other, to not say one thing and do another thing. In other words, sincerity in thoughts, words, and deeds. To be open, to have your heart open, to not have as much judgment for yourself or for others, to have a simple life that is a joyful life. And also, one of the pillar of it is to trust that this universe is running the way it runs. And we can watch it with this trust and be able to let go of our personal will and personal overly effort and anxiety. So I think each one of you that have heard me through the years or even this time talking about the heart of the mother in different angles, if you just hear it again, you'll see that it opens up for you more and more. And it's like having the marriage of wisdom and love together. It's completion, it's lingam, is being in the world but not of it and yet understanding the world. It's just complete the whole circle. Of course, our main teaching in this lifetime, including for myself, has been to permanent release of ignorance. But at the same time, we're giving this art of harmonizing with day-to-day life. And as I mentioned, our heart is getting more open because it doesn't have as much pain in it. Pain shuts the heart. And so as we practice stay meditation and all the others, omnipresent meditation and all of that, we sort of relax in the truth, and we are much more ready to understand the aspect, female aspect.
Sajun, when you say pain shuts the heart, you mean suffering from day to day ups and downs of life?
Yeah, I don't mean heart attack.
Okay.
Yeah.